Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, 12 noon, August 23rd, 2010, and we had some elite state track championships for Southern California. Results coming up from that shortly. Also, the Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series at Lake Irvine in Orange County. A lot of results from this awesome midweek series, the Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series, coming to a close as the end of summer wears on us towards the end of August. Let's go to some race results now on Bike Sport Radio. All right, race results for the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. Men's Pro Category 1-2s picking up third place on the podium. Herbalife Lagrange's Jason Bosch. Second place going to Anthony Canavari, and your winner from Trek Livestrong's UT3, Justin Williams. In the women's pro and top amateur categories, rounding out the podium in third place, B&L Bikes' Jennifer Weinbrecht. Second place going to Now MS Society's Kendall Ryan, and your winner, Alexis Ryan. Men's Amateurs Category 3s, third place, Miles Ludi. Second place going to Shohar Sonnens' Salvador Maciel. And your winner for Major Motion, Alexander Von Ruiz. And in the Women's Category 3s and 4s, Swami Cycling's Leah Bellamy picking up third place. Ironfly's Kelly Henderson in second. And GS Adams Avenue Bicycle's Jennifer Valenti getting the win. Masters 35 and over, Shohar Sonnens, Sharon Smith rounding out the podium with third place, and it was a 1-2 sweep by Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Anthony Galvin in second, and James Palinetti picking up the win. That's the Masters 35+. Masters 45+. Schroeder Iron Elite Masters, Alan Richburg picking up third. Second place, Rad Sport Cycling, Steve Gregorios, and your winner again from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Richard Meeker. In the Masters 50+, rounding out the podium, in a breakaway, Mark Spivey, riding for Big Orange Synergy Cycles, taking third place. Cycles Veloce's Timothy Meza, picking up second place. And your winner from UC Cyclery JW Flooring, Michael Mueller. And in the beginner men's category 5A, picking up one of those wins was Robert Engel. And picking up the other beginner men's category was Steve Boniface. And finally in the Masters 60+. Bronze medal, third place going to Cycles Veloce's Rafael Gomez. And it was a 1-2 sweep for the 60+ Masters. Second place, Paramount Racing's John McKee. And your winner also from Paramount Racing, Leo Pettis. That was the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix, held on August 15th in Ladera Ranch, Orange County. The Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series. Now, this is a midweek mountain bike race series in Orange County at Irvine Lake. Pretty cool. Huge turnouts there. The current standings of this series, and it's an ongoing series through the summer. In the men's pros, standing in third place from Mission Viejo, Doug Andrews. And out of El Cajon, in second place, David Santos. And your leader right now from Costa Mesa, Jason Siegel. That's in the men's pro Over the Hump series. Women's pro, your leader right now, Joy Dirksen, running for Team Possibilities. Possibilities and you. And in the men's experts, In third place from San Juan Capistrano, Ryan Cox. Sitting in second from Westminster, Matt Snow. And out of Lake Forest, California, Jason Rusnak, men's expert. In the women's expert, sitting in third place right now, Ladera Ranch's Leslie Williams. Second place from Orange, Kim Slingerland. And your leader right now from Redlands, Lisa Crow. Women's beginner racing in the standings. In third place currently, Janice Ackerman. Second place, Deborah Ford. And your leader, Elise Wallace. Boys and girls categories also are held out there at the Over the Hump Series. And in the Open Boys Juniors, third place right now, Jake Marr out of Placenta. Second place out of Santa Ana, Ben Bennett. And your series leader right now from Laguna Niguel, J.D. Henson. In the girls' open category, currently in third place from Aliso Viejo, Nuara Brosnan Faltas. And out of Foothill Ranch, sitting in second, Daniel Emter. And your leader right now from Mission Viejo, Liliana Rehorn. And in the men's sport category one, men's sport, currently in third place from Costa Mesa, Adam Ogden. Second place from Lake Forest, Paul Grieve. And your series leader right now, Alex Miluski. And in the women's sport category, sitting in third place right now in the series from Dana Point, Hillary Mann. In second place from La Habra, Amy Griffin. And your series leader from Orange, California, Wilhelmina Zuckerman. All right, that's the Over the Hump Mountain Bike Race Series, an awesome midweek Tuesday night series. The SCNCA and Southern California Elite Track Championships. Got some results for those racing events as well, including individual match sprints, the men's match sprints. Dan Reback picking up the bronze, Jack Lindquist in second, and TJ Matheson, your winner. Women's match sprints, Tara McCormick in second, and Jennifer Valenti picking up the win. In the men's pursuit, individual pursuit, Brian Larson, third place. Kevin Phillips riding for Ironfly in second, and Ian Moore was your winner. The women's pursuit, Summersby Jenkins picking up third, Dina Eaton second, and Marlo Stoutenberg getting the win. Men's Kieran race, Aram Goganian in third, TJ Mathiasen in second, and your new state champion, Jack Lindquist, riding for Riddy Racing. In the women's Kieran, Dina Eaton third, Tara McCormick second, and Jennifer Valenti picking up that win. The men's points race, rounding out the podium with a bronze medal, Keith Ketterer, Ian Moore picking up second, and Kit Carson getting the win. In the women's points race, Allison Maloof in second, and Summersby Jenkins getting that win. The men's scratch race, Danny Healy in third, Kit Carson second, and your winner in the men's scratch race, Colt Peterson. The women's scratch race, Summersby Jenkins picking up third, Dina Eaton second, and Jennifer Valenti getting the win. And in the men's team pursuit, picking up the bronze medal, Brent Kay, David Costell, Kevin Schiller, Justin Williams. Silver medal going to John Allen, Jack Lindquist, Thomas Wood, Brian Larson. And your winning pursuit team and new state champions, John Walsh, Keith Ketterer, Ian Moore, and Kevin Phillips. And that was most of the results for the SCNCA Southern California Nevada Elite Track State Championships. Complete results can be found at ellievelodrome.org. San Ardo Road Race. Race results in San Ardo on August 21st. Juniors, 10 through 18, junior women. K. Ron DeVere picking up the win there. Junior men's 15 to 16, Oscar Gonzalez was your win from San Jose Bike Club. In the beginner women's category 4, picking up the win from Portola Valley, Jamie North, running for Ohana Sport. Women's category 3s, Michelle Melka, Dolce Vita was your winner. Women's pros and category 1-2-3s from Yahoo Cycling, Jane Despas from Menlo Park picked up that win. And in the beginner men's masters 45 plus, Alan Wolkzinski from San Jose, riding for San Jose Bike Club, was your winner. And in the men's masters category A, 35 plus, riding for Taleo Racing, Michael Kopp out of San Francisco. And in the beginner men's category 5, picking up that win was Igor Stepanov. Men's category 3, John Parson from Bakersfield, riding for Simply Fit Action Sports, was your winner. And in the pro men's, rounding out the podium in third place, riding for Echelon Grand Fondo Z Team, Lucas Binder. Picking up second place from Yahoo Cycling, Kevin Klein. And your winner from Antelope, California, Eric Riggs. That was the San Ardo Road Race on August 21st. Full details and complete race results at ncnca.org. In upcoming events in Southern California, we've got cross-country and Super D mountain biking coming up at Rim Nordic. The Rim Nordic cross-country and Super D series finals are August 28th and August 29th. Super D on Saturday, August 29th, is the cross-country. And that would be on Sunday. Details on that at rimnordic.com. Rim Nordic mountain biking. Northern Cal, the Northern California and Northern Nevada Elite Track Championships, Kieran Scratch Race and Points. Points races, those are coming up Friday, August 27th for Northern Cal, and that's at Hellyer Park. Visit RideTheTrack.com for details on those state championship events coming up through the NCNCA, RideTheTrack.com. More mountain bike racing in Southern California. The midweek, Tuesday night over the hump race series continues on Tuesday, August 24th, sponsored by Surf City Cyclery. And the finals on August 31st. And that's at Lake Irvine. Details on that at overthehumpseries.com. And in Southern California on August 29th, the San Clemente Criterium, home of the John Cucchese Memorial Trophy. And that's in San Clemente, racing for all categories, including pro men, pro women, and beginner men and women, as well as masters. San Clemente Criterium, an 8-turn course with a couple of elevation changes. This is a fairly new event in Southern California, ending up the race series in SoCal. SCCriterium.com for all details on the San Clemente Criterium in Southern California. And for continuing information on all upcoming races, visit SCNCA.org. For Southern California and for Northern California, be sure and visit the NCNCA website at NCNCA.org. Now we got some race sounds coming up. Sit back and enjoy sounds of Rim Nordic, cross-country mountain biking, kids race, interviews from the Elite State Track Championships also, and State Track Championship sounds in Southern California. Enjoy. Bike Sport Radio's back at the Rim Nordic series, race number 3 in the series. About some of our sponsors.
Back to the sponsors.
Who's on the sponsorship list today? Rim Nordic.
Sponsorship list number one is Rim Nordic Cross Country Racing. We cross country ride Oh, hold on a second.
Rim Nordic, one of the major sponsors. Who's this?
Come on. Let's go. It looks like the bigger brother has
Griffith Vertigan. Griffith Vertigan going by there.
Vertigan.
Riding for Bear Valley Bikes.
Anyway, back to Rim Nordic and our cross-country ski season here. We are one of the only areas that groom and have groomed cross-country skiing here. It's very easy. If you can walk, you could do it. And we want to thank Rim Nordic for that. Bear Valley Bikes, Derek Herman. Go Girl Activewear, Ian Ortega.
Bear Valley Bikes in Big Bear.
Apparel.
Volair.
Honda.
Go Girl. Cliff
Bar. Cliff Shot. Thank you, Brooke.
Cliff Car. Cliff Shot.
Sportswear, Michael Johnson. Thank you, Michael Johnson. Scratching at promotionalsportswear.com. And Calpine Chalet, there's only one place to stay in Big Bear. Calpine Chalet. Talk to Teresa, don't talk to Chuck, he's mean. Grand Scale Racing, that was Steve Marshall. I think he went out of business, but it's okay. We just want to say Steve Marshall. 661, Mike Bishop. What happened to Mike Bishop? Oh, here we go right here. We got a battle going on. Looks like it's number 16 and number
17
right
going by
there.
It's Giant Bicycles and Bear
right
Valley
Ryan
Bikes.
Taylor and Stephen Fogg on each other's tail. They're in different class, but that doesn't mean anything. They're all. It's all about the timing. Canada Tires, Jim Wanamaker, he's everywhere. Thank you, Jim Wanamaker. ESI Grips, we saw Greg Stewart coming across the line earlier. Thank you, Greg Stewart, for those ESI Grips. Team Possibilities, Joy was here today. Any other sponsors? I don't think I missed them. And all of you parent sponsors, Team Mom, Team Dad.
Team Mom and Team Dad, that's right, of the kids race here.
At
Rim Nordic.
Sandbergen. Ripping across, good to see
all
you.
Details.
Paul Addison's right on Sandbergen's tail. Two really fast riders. We'll see who pans out that in the end.
RimNordic.com. Cross-country action coming at you. Back at you later on Bike Sport Radio. All right, we're here with a huge class of kids race today at Rim Nordic on Bike Sport Radio, and I'm here with, what's your name?
No, Diana Lee.
Diana, hi Diana. You got some bags of goodies for the kids here.
And kids get medals and t-shirts and
cool fun
stuff.
Cool, and they have a lot of fun yelling the kids, bells ringing, everything. All right, so we're gonna have a recording on Bike Sport Radio of the kids race coming at you in a little while. All right, we're here with Bike Sport Radio, bikesportradio.us. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes at the Rim Nordic.
Right, Bike Sport Radio, I want to welcome them here. Brad just coming across the line and having a great ride himself. If you've got a second, we'll see. Unofficially, Brad may have a second, but we'll see.
We've got the Sport, or Category 2's finishing up now. As they come across the line, here's a Bear Valley Bikes finishing up, I think.
Number 307, the Ken Ridley of Bear Valley Bikes from Malibu Beach. The job, Ken.
Ken Ridley, Bear Valley Bikes. And, here comes the flashing red lights. Okay, they're going for a forest fire, cool. Nothing on fire here except my legs. At Bike Sport Radio. We'll come back at you shortly at Rim Nordic. RimNordic.com for details.
Come into the side there and we'll take everybody out their goodies,
okay? All right, they're getting ready to start. Whoa, jumping the gun there. He's anxious to race. Look at that bike, he doesn't have any pedals on there.
No punching and fighting.
And everybody make some noise for Bike Sport Radio, the kids race on Bike Sport Radio. There they go! Hey, where's his bike?
You got it, buddy. Go, buddy, go.
All right, don't run over him. There they go. Pedal. So they're off into the woods. And they'll be coming back. I'm doing an entire kids' lap here at the kids' race. And we'll see them shortly at the finish line. As we head down to the finish line.
Let's hear it, number 2.
Yeah, get it!
Yeah!
Get it!
Woo!
Go, buddy!
Black eye and everything.
Anthony Musser. One of the top Mussers. All those Mussers are out here winning today. This is Musser.
And here's the here's the little guy on the wooden bike with no pedals.
Good job, Dad.
And no gearing. This is a walk-along bike. Number 260.
Good job, Robert. Thank you, sir. Special recognition. I don't have any more blue bands to
go. Go, go, go!
All right, who's this coming?
Hey!
260.
Go, go, go!
Coming across.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
All right.
Ethan. All right, Ethan. Good job.
Little Ethan.
Thank you, Beth Brown.
Picking up his medal.
Making this possible. Oh, oh. Everybody's a winner here at Mill Garden. I'll tell you what's a real winner right now, and that's the cheeseburger. Wow.
Here's our lead kids coming through already. Wow. Team team Tank Top finishing up there.
Were you riding it out racing? Oh, who's this? Careful. Good job.
We got the big kids finishing now on Bike Sport Radio.
Glenn, did you win today? Are you out in front? I don't know, man.
Two of our fastest kids already completed a lap on the lower part. And here comes more kids.
So our pros are, of course.
And all right, here they come.
All right, he's just coming across like Cavalli's hair club. Oh, he's tripping off course.
Whoa, he went off course. Here comes one kid without a bike.
Oh, man. What do you mean, Beverly?
Team USA. He lost his bike. Wow. 10-inch wheels, miniature bike, in the kids' race here at Rim Nordic and Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio is here at the Elite Track State Championships today at the Home Depot Center. I'm with Jack Lindquist. Tell us about your tattoos, actually. Pistons. Those are pretty cool on the back of your leg.
Yeah. So I definitely have Pistons tattooed on my calves. I started them 3 years ago. It took me quite a while to finish them. It was back when I was just getting into bike racing a little bit. I was a three at the time, was doing very well, so it seemed really appropriate. And then,
so it's a work in progress, huh?
No, they're finally done. Yeah, it took 3 years, and all the time that I could coordinate with my tattoo artist. He's a really good friend of mine, so yeah. I always took lowest priority because his other clients, you know, were.
And you're doing the Kieran's today. You did the heat. You did the first heat. Did you win the heat?
I did win my heat.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we saw you way up front. Way to go. And they took top three from
top
each
three.
Heat. So it's going to be six man final. All right, that's coming up later today, right?
Yep, after all of these lovely pursuits.
All right, great. All right, well, good luck with the finals. Thanks a lot, Jack.
No problem.
All right, Bike Sport Radio's here at the Kieran State Championship Finals. They're lining up right now, getting their final instructions. Six riders in the Kieran Final. And here comes the motorbike. Take it away, Al, our announcer. Elite State Track Championships Kieran Final. All right, they're off.
Come on, buddy.
Jack Lindquist in there, Ritty Racing. He won his qualifying heat. Also, Aram Gogunian, who won his heat as well.
Right,
Next, Elite State Championships Women's Kieran Final.
Next time, so once again, this is the hearing. A motor pace event, ensuring that a faster Series sprint finale is ensured as Hunter brings some of it up to speed. Small gap opening up between first and second position now. Three laps to go. Aaron McCormick on the motor. Kristen Walker in second position. Jennifer Valente in the third position. And Tara leading it out with 2.5 laps to go. Showing a little daylight between her and Kristen Walker. Looking around. Valente now moving out. Grupo compacted all the way down the pole. Tara McCormick still pushing the pace. Coming from one lap now as they head into that turn. When they come out of the turn, they'll hit it.
So that wraps up today's Bike Sport Radio Show on August 23rd. Be sure and visit our BikeSportRadio.com website and tell all your friends or sign up for our Facebook group as well. Facebook group, Bike Sport Radio. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And drive your bikes carefully and safely out there. And we'll see you on the next show on Bike Sport Radio.